He's already home, White House slams efforts to return deported Salvadoran illegal migrant. By Olivia Rondo on April 16, 2025. President Donald Trump's White House team has shot back at left-wing calls for the return of a deported alleged MS-13 gang member from El Salvador, stating that the man is already home back in his country. Colmar Abrego Garcia, a 29-year-old Salvadoran national who entered the United States illegally when he was 16, has become the Democrat Party's latest sweetheart since he was arrested by immigration officials in Maryland and transported to El Salvador's Terrorism Confinement Center, Scott, in March, Breitbart News reported. Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, whose constituency included mom of five Rachel Morin until she was raped and bludgeoned to death by an illegal Salvadoran MS-13 member in 2023, has led the charge to get Abrego Garcia returned to the U.S. Taking time away from his job that Marylanders elected him to do in Washington, D.C., the senator arrived in El Salvador on Wednesday morning to talk to people here about the release of the illegal alien, who was confirmed to be a member of MS-13 by two different American judges, according to Homeland Security Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin. While Van Hollen claims that Abrego Garcia was illegally abducted and needs to come home, Trump's rapid response team said the alien is already home. In a longer post on X, the White House team put Van Hollen's concern for illegal immigrants over his own constituents on blast. Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, is currently in El Salvador out of concern for an illegal immigrant MS-13 gang member and human trafficker, for whom he won't stop fighting until he is home. The criminal illegal immigrant is already home, he's a Salvadoran citizen. Where was the Maryland senator's concern when one of his own constituents, Rachel Morin, an innocent mother of five, was brutally murdered by an illegal immigrant? Van Hollen didn't even bother to contact her family. Where was his concern when an accused killer was allowed to roam free due to the so-called sanctuary policies of his state's second most populous county? Van Hollen didn't say a word about the radical policies that put his constituents at risk. The Post went on to highlight numerous recent examples of illegal alien criminals in Maryland, including convicted sex trafficker Chinese national Jingming Long, and convicted child sex predator Venezuelan national Juan Carlos Vasquez Natera. Chris Van Hollen will go on an international mission to bring a deported illegal immigrant back to America but won't even meet with the family of Maryland mother Rachel Morin. That's how little he thinks of Americans, the rapid response page wrote in another post. White House Communications Director Stephen Cheung also slammed Van Hollen, saying the senator and his bedwetting friends have displayed more concern and sympathy for an illegal MS-13 gang member than victims of horrific migrant crimes. He is a complete disgrace to his office and should be thoroughly shamed for his disgusting actions, Cheung, one of Trump's top advisors, added. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz chimed in as well, stating that Democrats miss Biden's open borders so much they are flying to El Salvador to personally try and bring violent criminals to the United States. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.